The Mishnah Maseches Shviyos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, tells us about the Isser Schoiro when it comes to Ma'acholos Asuris. We know that there are various things that are Osur Ba'achilu Midaraisa. You're not allowed to eat Chazer, you're not allowed to eat Dover Tomei, you're not allowed to eat Nevelis, you're not allowed to eat Trefis, etc. Aside from the Isser Achilo, there as well is an Isser Schoiro. There's an Isser to do business and to make a profit from something that is Osur Ba'achilo. From Ma'achol Sosuris, you're not allowed to make a profit. This is the Isser Schoiro when it comes to Ma'achol Sosuris. Now, the truth is that there's a Machlekes in the Paiskim whether this Isser Schoiro is an Isser Midaraisa or only an Isser Midarabonon. But at any rate, this is the Isser to earn a profit, to sell a dover that's Osur Ba'achilo and earn some type of profit, some type of benefit from the sale of a dover tamei. Now, there's a very important dispensation to this rule. It's a very important heter, and that is the heter of Nizdamnuloi. What is this heter of Nizdamnuloi? The heter is based on the Mishnah over there in Maseches Shviyos, where the Mishnah tells us that if you have a fisherman who sends out his net to catch specifically kosher fish, and lo and behold, he sees that treif fish ended up in his net, the halacha is, he's allowed to take even the treif fish and sell them for a profit, and that's not a violation of the Isser Schoiro because it came to him by chance. It came to him not as a intent to catch it and earn a profit, but rather it came as nizdamaloi, it punked, ended up in his net. That's not considered overtly trying to get schoira from a dover tamei, and it therefore becomes mutter. There's not a violation of the Isser Schoira. The truth is that there's a shita as well of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entire Isser in the first place only applies if it's the person's umnus. If you make a Parnoso out of getting schoira from a dover tamei, that's when the Isser applies. But if you're stam an individual who doesn't have a business to earn schoira from a dover tamei, and you punked want to have one opportunity that arises to have a schoira from a dover tamei, it's mutter. That's the shita of Yehuda. But the Maisa, we don't assume like that. We paskin that there is an Isser schoira even if it's not your ikur parnoso. But at any rate, this is the heter of Nizdamnuloi. This is the heter of Nizdamnuloi, that if it happens to chance upon you, then you're allowed to earn a profit, even though you're earning a profit from something that is Ma'acholos Asuris, something that is Osur Ba'achilo. The question is, what is the guideline when it comes to this halacha of Nizdamnuloi? What are the parameters? How far do we take it? How far do we assume that the heter applies? Does this apply even in cases where you are intending to try to earn a profit from the dover tamei, but that's not your ikur intent, that's not your primary intent in your business? Does that become mutter based on the yesod of nizdamnuloi? So there's a tremendous machlekes apayskim regarding the scope of nizdamnuloi. There's a machlekes between the Bach and the Taz. The Bach shita is that no matter what, if it's overt, if you dafka have an intent when doing some business transaction to earn a profit from something that's osur ba'achilo, from treifis, from a chazer, then it becomes osur even if the primary intent of the business is specifically for something that's mutter. And his example is a case where they used to rent cities from the government. The government owned all the land in the city, and you had to rent it from them. And part of the transaction was you rent the city, and as a minor detail in the arrangement, you also had the rental of chazer that you had to raise and you had to do business with. And it was a very small part of the business. Nevertheless, since you know me'ikara when entering this transaction that you're going to do schoira with the chazer, says the Bach, it's osur, even though the primary business is nothing to do with chazer, the primary business is real estate. Nevertheless, since a chelik of the business you know initially is the profit that you are going to earn from ma'acholos asuris, it therefore becomes osur. The Taz disagrees, and the Taz holds that no. Since your primary intent in this business is for a dover mutter, the Iker business has nothing to do with Macholos Asuras. The Iker business is Dvar Mutarim. And the only way to get this transaction and earn money from this transaction is by as well agreeing to take part in the business that has to do with Macholos Asuras. Says the Taz, that's Mutter. It's called Nizdam Nuloi because Nizdam Nuloi includes any circumstance in which the intent is not to do business with the Dover Tomei. So in this case, you want the real estate. And the only way that you're able to get the business done with the real estate is by also agreeing to purchase the part of the business that has to do with the Chazer. Since that's not the primary intent of the business, and the only way to get the business off the ground is by agreeing to buy some Chazer, that is considered Mutter because it's included in the Heter of Nizdam Nuloi. That is the Shita of the Taz. The Taz as well says that if, let's say, the Iker purchase of animals is for their hide, and the hide doesn't have an Isser Schreira attached to it because it's not Uymid La'Achila, and only animals that are Uymid La'Achila have the Isser of Schreira, based on the connection to the Achila. The Isser Achila has to do with the Isser Schreira, because according to many Rishayim, the Isser Schreira Gufa is based on the concern that you might come to eat it. So the Isser applies only by something that is Uymid La'Achila, that's suitable for Achila, and hides are not suitable for Achila. Says the Taz, if that is the case, then you're allowed to do business with the hides, and then, as a result, also be able to sell the meat. Since your primary intent in this business is for the hides, for the fur, you're in the fur business, you're in the hide business, you're not intending primarily for the meat, memele, it's going to be mutter even to sell the meat, because that's not the primary chelik of the business, and therefore it's mutter. It's included in the Nizdam Nuloi. Now, other paiskim, including the Bach, disagree, because they hold that no. Even though it's not the primary part of the business, but since initially when you enter this transaction, you overtly intend to do some business as well with the Macholos Asuras, with the meat part of the business, Mamela, it's going to be Osir, even though it's not the primary part of the business. This Machlekes has a major Nafkamina Halacha L'maisa. And this is a tremendous tumult in the Paiskim, and the Aruch HaShulchan was the known maker when it comes to this halacha, where the Aruch HaShulchan took this Taz and extended it a tremendous step. And said the Aruch HaShulchan as follows. If let's say you have a bar, and you're not selling any Macholos Asuras, and then a competition arises, a Goyish competition, and as an aside from the actual bar that they are selling in, they are also selling Chazer Treif, they're also selling Macholos Asuras in order to attract people to their bar. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you are allowed to go into the business of Chazer. You're allowed to put Chazer in the bar, sell it in order to compete, because that's the only way that you are going to be able to compete with your Geisha competition. In other words, even though it's not exactly similar to the case of the Taz, because in the case of the Taz, it's only one transaction. And the only way for you to get this transaction, for you to be able to purchase the land from the government, is by also taking the part of the business that's the Chazer Treif. So over there, the Taz says that's considered as Dam Nuloi. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, in this case as well, it's considered as Dam Nuloi. Since I don't really want the business with the Chazer, but in order for me to be able to sustain myself, in order to be above the competition, in order to avoid drowning, I have to have the Chazer part of the business, because otherwise I will simply lose my customers to my bar. So even though my primary intent is for me to be masliach in the bar, but I can't do that unless I'm competitive. And in order for me to be competitive, I have to go into the business as well of Chazer. It's going to be mutter based on the het of Nizdam Nuloi. And over here, it's a bigger chiddush, because over here, I'm overtly going ahead and making a deal in Chazer. I'm initially going into the business of Chazer, but I'm doing this transaction only because I want to maintain my business regarding the bar. It's going to be mutter based on the het of Nizdam Nuloi. Ramosha, Nikras Moshe, strongly disagreed. Ramosha held that it was going to be Osir, because Ramosha says that the Taz's case is it's one transaction. Since this transaction can only get off the ground if you agreed to the insignificant part, the smaller part of the deal, which includes the Macholos Asuras, and that's, according to the Taz, included in his Nizdam Nuloi. However, says Ramosha, the Aruch HaShulchan's extension is taking it too far. Because over here, it's not one transaction. It's a second independent transaction that you're doing in Machlokes Asuris. You're doing the deal in Machlokes Asuris only, perhaps, to maintain your other business, but lemaisa, you're doing it as a separate entity, a separate business. It's going to be also, it's not considered as damulai. This has a tremendous nafkamina in the business of supermarkets. Sometimes you have a supermarket, and you're only selling dvar mutarim. But you will then claim that if you only sell dvar mutarim, you're not going to be able to compete properly with the other businesses, with the other supermarkets in town, because the other supermarkets are the Gaisha markets, and they are selling different items as well that help them rise above the competition. They are selling treifas as well. And you feel, maybe I should buy products that are treif, put it in my supermarkets, because I don't want to dafka do business and make profit from Machlokes Asuris, but I want to put it in my supermarkets in order to attract my customers, so I shouldn't lose my customers because I want them to buy my kosher products. Can I specifically go ahead and order treifa products in order to keep my customers by my store so they will purchase the kosher products? Says Rav Moshe, according to my shita, it would be aser, because the maisa, it's two separate deals. You're entering the deal of ordering the treifa products overtly and with the intent of making a profit. So even though that's not the reason why you want to do the business, you're doing the business in order to maintain the customer for the kosher products, it's still considered a schayra bedover also, and it's going to be also, it's not nizdam. The Aruch HaShulchan would be mekel. Lamaisa, most poskim say that you should be machmer like Rav Moshe, but again, this is the machlekes between the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Moshe. There's another extending discussion in the poskim regarding this halacha, and that is, if let's say you want to become a shutif in the business with a guy, and you have a company that you want to partner up with, and he's going to do all the legwork, you're going to be a shutif in some of the profits. You're investing in, let's say, a small company, you're investing in a private company, you're going to get a certain percentage of the profits, and he's going to be doing business bedavar aser. Is this mutter or is it aser? So some places want to say that it should be mutter, because the actual transactions you're going to have absolutely nothing to do with. You're going to have nothing to do with. All of the business activities are going to be done by the guy. So all you're doing is earning some profit, so maybe it's mutter. There's no chashash that you'll come to eat from the dover osir. You have absolutely no connection to the dover osir. All you're doing is earning a profit. However, most poskim seem to say that you should be machmir, because they say that even though you're not actively involved in the dover osir, but lamaiso, you are sending the guy to do your work for you, and yeshlichos la'akum l'chomro, some places can say. That midrabbonon, we say that we do consider a guy to be your shliach l'chomro, and over here we would say that it is considered you yourself doing the business with the davar oser. So even though midraisa ain shlichos la'akum, the guy can't be your shliach, but midrabbonon, we are machmer. And as well, they say that the iser schoiro connects to an Isser Hano, and Lamaisa, you are deriving Hano from the Machlokes Asuris, therefore again, it would be Osir in this case. So it's Machlokes HaPoskim. Most Poskim say that at least the Chatchila, a person should be Machmer when it comes to the Shiloh, and treat this as something that would be included in the Isser Schoira.